a reva she caught half race the abotzek milamati of a pat she caught half race. That is meaning it's on a slope. Here's the slope. Here is the slope. The abotzek milamala and the botzek is milamala. So 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. The botzek is milamala. Mashke tefech milamata. Mashke tefech is milamata. It's on the below. Shalosh hatichos bechabeitza. If three pieces together make up the size of beitza, we want there to be three pieces to make up the size of beitza. By the way, this is perikhes mishneches. The reason why we want there to be three pieces to make up the size of a beitza is so that they should have the koyach to be metame. So it says here, einon mitstarfos. They're not going to combine together, but ushtayim mitstarfos. Rabbi Yosi oimer af shtayim einon mitstarfos. Even two are not going to be mitstarfos. Unless they're roitzes with mashke. Now, what does it mean roitzes mashke? So roitzes mashke. Im hoy mashke oimer afilu ke ein hachardel mitstarif. Rabbi Dais oimer oichel parud einoy mitstarif. This is a very hard Mishnah. This is the hardest thing we ever learned. Shehi ka tafres. Shetzido echad namuch ke ein mardain. One side is lower than the other side. Therefore, the sar that's lower is the sar that accumulates the liquid. If you have a pot, and the thickness of the wall on this side is thicker, and on this side it's thinner, automatically the liquid's going to shift to this side.
Okay.
Shetzido echad namuch ke'ein mardon, v'mashke tefech melamaton b'tzad ha'namuch, on the lower side, behind the botzek, shebelilo sarachu, mashke shelo tefech, we have butter, we have dough, shebelilo sarachu, the dough is racha, it is soft. Okay, the dough is soft. Mashke shelo tefech, and its liquid is tefech. The liquid is wet. Avo milamala, belilo sarachu, but these two pieces of dough has a belilo sarachu, has a thick composure, a thicker, what's the word? A thick
composure.
Composure. That's the right word. Of a milamala belilos of the ein mashke tefech, and there is no moisture that is coming. So we have laid out the case. Three pieces together they make up the shear of a kibetza. This one is racha, which means it's wet, and these two are dry. So it says shalosh chatichos bein shlosh and kibetza achas tefech, one is tefech v'shtayim and two ein tefech. And the one that is tefachas, the one that's wet, is milamatan. And the hashtah ho'im tzois nagas b'tefachas. And therefore, the middle one is touching the lower one. So what is the halacha? V'elyoyna nagas b'amtis, and the elyoyna is touching. So this touching this, and this touching this. This is wet, and these two are dry. So what's the question? Eina mitztarfos l'chabeitza. All three together do not combine to shiva beitza. They do not combine the beitza to contaminate hamashke tefeach she lemato v'yachsu hamashke v'yitame es suareva. So what is the question? The question over here, there's liquid. There's a pool of liquid over here. What we want is that we want the three pieces together to join to the shiva beitza in order to contaminate the liquid, and the liquid will in turn contaminate the pot. How do you like that? It's a three-step process. These three are going to combine to a beitza, and when the beitza is tummy, the liquid becomes tummy, and the liquid becomes tummy, the pap becomes tummy. So the halacha is, no, that's not going to happen. You know why it's not going to happen? Because mashri yasa mashri vizomis ha'areva, the negiya inim, why not? Inim is tarfas, ilicha beitza, letame ha'mashri, v'toveach shlamat v'yachsa ha'mashri v'yitame yasa ha'areva, the negiya inim mechaberes, es ha'botzeik. Just because the three pieces are touching each other, it's not going to combine together. Elin, Cain, and Noishchais, unless they are cleaving to each other to the degree that when you pull one apart, it will drag with it some of the dough from the other one. That's called Noishchais. They bite. When you bite, when you pull out some of the flesh with you. But these three are not connected to the degree where you pull one out, the other one that's going to pull the dough. Elin, Cain, Noishchais, Ketan, Perikama. Mikrotzois, noishchos. What does it mean? The word mikrotzois, it means noishchos, as though each one bites one another. So what is the halacha? Is shtayim mitzarfos, two combine. Im lo hayu el shtei chatichos batzek. There are only two pieces of batzek. Hatachtoina sheyesh. So now, let's say new case. Okay, so this case is no good. this case, because they're not, the main yisoid is because they're not noishchus. But in this case, they're going to combine. Why are they going to combine in this case? Why in this case do these two combine? And mele we contaminate the pot. Shtayim mitfafos im lo hoyu ela shtei chatichos batzek ha-tachtoina sheyesh b'mashke. And this one is wet. This one it says is wet. Tachtoina, the bottom one, sheyesh b'mashke tefech, v'shalmala himenu hanogas ba, bein shteim kepeitza, mitztarfos tatame ha-mashke, v'yachso v'yitame yisareva. Why? Because this one is wet. This is wet, even though it's not noishchos, it's good enough for this to combine with each other. In other words, so the problem over here is, the truth is these two do combine. The wet one does combine with the dry one. The reason why it's still not going to contaminate the pot is because this one and this is not, they're both dry. And when you're both dry, you don't combine. It's a very simple Mishnah.
Okay.
Only when they're both, when they're either, in other words, in order to, for two pieces to combine, you have to fulfill one of two conditions. Either one is wet, right, that's enough to combine, yeah, or one at least, it's neishchos. Right. It's neishchos, they bite. The two pieces are touching are so strong, they bite one into the other. So shtayim mitzarfos, im lo hayu elo shtei chatichos batzik hatachtoina sheyesh b'mashke tefeach v'shelamalo heimena hanagas bo bein shteim kibetza mitzarfos lutami hamashke v'yachso v'yitami yasareva. Okay, so these two are going to combine and it's going to contaminate the pot. Afilu v'ayta shalosh chatichos b'chabetza inim mitzarfos shtayim mitzarfos. Okay, three is not two. Rabbi Yoitzi omer af shtayim inim mitzarfos, even two is not going to combine, why not? El im kein hoye roide tsayt smashke, unless we have liquid along the entire ground. A feel the time in the soft el im kein hoye roide smashke, the el im in mashke mkhab es at she mashke dekhik ve oy meid bein shtei ha khatikhis. It's not enough. The el im in mashke mkhab at she yihye mashke dekhik, unless we have mashke that's pushing ve oy meid bein shtei ha khatikhis. The ein halacha krabi yosi. He wants there to be more liquid. You have to have a lot of liquid, basically. Okay, v'im mashka oimid. Then he goes on to say, v'im ha'im mashka oimid. The mashka is oimid. K'loimar im lo hoya katafris, elo ashbayren. What does ashbayren mean? If it's not on a slope, but rather it's flat, el ashbayren, v'amashka oimid bein chatichos ha-batzik, afilu kol shi'ur ha-beitza, she-be-batzik, pirurim dakim, small little crumbs, k'ein ha-chardol, mufuradim, like little seeds of mustard that are separated one from another, zemizeh, hamashke sho'imid mechabron, the mashke that's between them is mechabron, umitztarfin l'chabeitza, and joins all of the pieces into the size of one egg. Umitamin hamashke, v'choyz hamashke mitami yasareva, v'chabad hamashke, the mashke goes as mitami yasareva. Oichol parur, what's oichol parur? Oichol shucholuk l'pirudim, food that is divided into crumbs. Pirurim, the pirurim, pirurim that came in a mitzvah is not the in a mashke mechabin ve'en loch rabbi deisa. Okay, got the Mishnah? Let's chaz the Mishnah, we have to do again because it's a very hard Mishnah. Areva, what's an areva? Areva is a pot. She called tafres. It comes to a lower point on this side. On this side it's thick, and this side it's thin. Therefore, what is it, afkamina? The laws of physics come into play that the liquid's going to collect in this corner. Va'batzek milamalan, and we have wet batzek milamalan. U'mashke tefeach milamalan, and we have mashke tefeach above it, right in this corner. We have batzek here that's wet. Then we have liquid, and we have batzek mashke tefeach milamalan. Shalosh chaticha. So we have three pieces. 1, 2, 3. Bechabeitza. They all equal the size of beitza, ein on mitztarfos. They do not combine, but shtayim, there are two pieces together, then mitztarfos, the two are going to combine together. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi says, afshem and mitztarfos, we're not going to combine, elim kin hoye roitzos mashka, unless they're roitzos, which means they bite into one another. Roitzos mashka, vim hoye mashka oimeid afilu, but let's say there was mashka that was oimeid, that's standing in one position, afilu kein chardul, like this case, this mashka oimeid, you see the liquid? There's this gray matter. This gray matter over here. If you look at in chardul, mitztarf, all of these pieces combined together. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, oichel parud, einoim nitztarefi, disagrees. He holds that each oichel, these crumbs that are separate, are not mitztarif. Are not mitztarif. So let's take a look over here. Let's see what is over here. Oh, it's already time. All right, we have to stop. Let's do this again. at least we got a little of the taste.
I would just finish it off already.
No, because it's very hard. I want to get a clerk. We have to go through these again. This is one of the hardest Mishnahs I've ever learned.
Yeah, okay.
You staying here?
Thinking of it.
What?
Thinking of it.